Hey, thanks for taking just a moment to watch. Here at djhorton.org, what we try to do is offer a brief and biblical answer to questions that you submit. Here's today's question. Pastor, do the consequences of past sins go on and on forever, or do they eventually stop after forgiveness? That's a great question. Often when people wonder about how far do the consequences of my sins go, they are thinking about verses like that which is found in Exodus 34 or Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let me read a portion of that. The Lord visits the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Another passage in Leviticus 26, 39. Because of their iniquity and also because of the iniquities of their fathers, they shall rot away like them. So there are these powerful passages where God is trying to show the deep effects of sin and that the consequences of sin are outside of one's own life. Now, why would God do that? Well, because one of the lies of Satan and one of the lies our own flesh tells us is that sin's not a big deal. It's just my life. I'm not hurting anyone else. It's not involving anyone else. What I choose to do is just me. Of course, that's not true. We can't compartmentalize or control sin. Sin is spiritually like physical cancer. No one would want half of a cancerous tumor removed or only treat half their body with chemotherapy. No, you want all the tumor taken out and you want your whole body to experience chemotherapy and radiation because there's a chance that one tiny cancer cell could stay behind and grow somewhere else. This is the way that sin works. And so God is warning us and He's saying the consequences of sin do go on. However, the same Bible that teaches that teaches that the grace and the forgiveness that God provides is full and complete. In fact, I was thinking about that and what the scripture says in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, I love this part, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. So I don't have a biblical answer that tells you the exact number of generations that can be affected by sin, but I can tell you this, those verses are there because we ought to take it seriously. But greater still is the grace of Jesus. And I would say that being forgiven of our sin does not always remove the consequences, but it does remove the condemnation. So we don't have to live our lives fearful of guilt or judgment, even though we may have to deal with the consequences of past choices, choices we've made or choices people in our family have made.